You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, a look at the careers of two writers, Gretchen Cryer, best known for her work on the autobiographical I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road, and Carol Hall, who contributed the country-flavored songs to the Broadway musical The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
This is Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater, past, present, and future. I'm your host, Paul Lazarus. Today, my guests are Gretchen Cryer and Carol Hall, two prominent songwriters working in the musical theater today.
That phone just keeps on ringing, then somebody's at my door. I feel all pulled to pieces, can't find inspiration anymore. There's so many people leaning on me, I'm getting run into the ground. Everybody's wanting something from me, and there's not enough of me to go around. But tomorrow I hit the road, gonna let loose of this heavy load and
lyricist Gretchen Cryer met her longtime collaborator, composer Nancy Ford, at DePaul University in 1953.
At that point, I didn't really have professional aspirations in that direction at all. I was training to become a school teacher, which I did do, and I taught high school English for 2 years after graduation, not thinking that I was going to go into the professional theater at all.
All I need is a little room, a place that is fine and free. A room where I can think to myself, where nobody's needing me.
Gretchen Cryer and Nancy Ford made their New York debut with a short-lived anti-war musical called Now Is the Time for All Good Men. They followed it up with The Last Sweet Days of Isaac, an award-winning show which Cryer was inspired to write after reading Marshall McLuhan's book, Understanding Media.
In The Last Sweet Days of Isaac, there are two acts, and they are two separate one-act plays, but they involve the same character, Isaac. And in the first piece, he considers himself a life poet, and he is trying to make every moment into an elevated totality, a work of art. But he is so desperately trying to capture this work of art that he uses every means of technology to capture it. He wants to record his voice. He wants to be taking pictures of his life all the time, following himself around with a movie camera all the time, so that he has his life captured technologically.
Speak to me.
What do you want me to say?
Well, you know better than I do where to start, Ingrid. Now tell me what is important to you The primal fact about yourself. Sing.
Sing?
Sing.
My most important moments go by, and I don't even know it till they're gone. I hear the hurdy-gurdy of a time that is past, a time that didn't last.
I know what you mean.
I open up a cedar chest of handkerchiefs and lace, ears folded in their place. I press them to my face, and the old perfume reminds me of a time that is past, of a time that didn't last, when I took today and I folded it away for tomorrow.
Oh, my dear. Oh, my dear.
And I cry, yes, that was important. Yes, that day was important. I know it now. I didn't know it then. I'm living, yes, in retrospect, in images so indirect. The moment is gone, and never can I touch it again.
How would you describe Nancy Ford's music for this piece?
Baroque rock.
Baroque rock.
Yeah. Her roots are classical, not Baroque. But she chose Baroque keyboard figures to underscore the whole score and then kind of put a beat with it. Oh. So it became a combination of Baroque and beat.
Electric harpsichord, I
yes,
guess.
Right. Yeah, that's what
like
it
that.
Was.
On the last day of my life, I am remembering a day in October, with a cool wind blowing through your hair. On the last day of my life, I am remembering the sun on your shoulder, and the smile in your eyes, oh so fair. Love, you came to me and there was nothing I could do, no one else that I could see. Love, you came to me and there was nothing more to feel, no one else could ever touch me. Liebe Stunde, Liebe Stunde, Liebe Stunde. And if I can't be with you, then my heart is like...
Gretchen Cryer, Nancy Ford's biggest hit, has been I'm Getting My Act Together and Taking It on the Road. In the early 70s, Cryer and Ford were performing a cabaret act using songs drawn from their own personal experiences.
And one night in the middle of the cabaret act, this phrase popped into my head, I'm getting my act together and I'm taking it on the road. Partly because Nancy and I were sort of having to pack up our equipment night after night and go out in a car and take it around places to sing. And I thought, that's a good title for a show. And within an instant, within 30 seconds, I thought, we can write this show about this woman who's a cabaret singer who's getting her act together, but her act is about her life, and it's really about her redefining her own life, because she's now going to write songs that represent the way she really feels about things.
Somebody's doing my hair. Somebody's doing
Cryer starred in I'm Getting My Act Together to great success, but she had to be convinced by producer Joe Papp to play the lead in her own show.
I was hesitant because I thought I would lose objectivity as a writer being in the piece, especially being in the main role in the piece. And I thought if I was going to be doing rewrites, I wouldn't be able to sit out and really watch the piece and sculpt it the way pieces have to be sculpted in the rehearsal period.
Sure.
I thought it would be extremely difficult.
I've got these arms that can reach out. I've got these eyes that can see. I've got this voice that can sing celebration of me. And I don't know what's coming, but this new day feels fine. 'Cause I woke up this morning and the face in the mirror was mine.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
I've got these friends I can count on, and they can love and let me. I've got these feet that can dance, celebration of me. And I don't know what's coming, but I am my own design. And my whole life is a poem, and the words and the rhythms are mine.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
The highlight of I'm Getting My Act Together was Gretchen Cryer's performance of Old Friend, which was originally written as a birthday present.
Craig Zaden, who was working for Joe Papp at the time, said, I really think you ought to put Old Friend into the show because it'll be perfect. It perfectly deals with that relationship between the singer and her manager. And he was right. We put it in there and it fit perfectly.
I call up my old friend and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end. And he listens as I tell him my sad story and wonders at my taste in men. And we ponder why I do it and the pain of getting through it. And he laughs and says, you'll do it again. And we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love as old friends do. And tell each other what we've been through. Our love is rare and life is strange. Nothing lasts and people change. And I ask him if his life is ever lonely and if he ever feels despair. And he says he's learned to love it, 'cause that's really all part of it, and it helps him feel the good times when they're there. Yes, we sit in a bar and talk till two about life and love.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
This is Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus. One of the actresses who starred in I'm Getting My Act Together during its long run was composer-lyricist Carol Hall.
The first women writers I was aware of were from country music, and I think if you are going to talk about women writing music, you are going to have to make a very interesting differentiation, which is that women have always written country music. And that, since I was from Texas, was a part of my culture.
Until I open up my eyes, yes, he wakes me with his mind, and then he smiles at my surprise, and he says, ain't love easy if it's you.
Carol Hall wrote songs for Free to Be You and Me, an album produced by Marlo Thomas that questioned sexual stereotypes.
Go back 12 years ago. Women are very dissatisfied with men. Why? One of the reasons why is that men don't tell you what they're really feeling. So there are wives all over the country saying, what's on your mind? Why won't you ever tell me if something's wrong? There are men falling over from heart attacks because they can't express any kind of vulnerability or weakness or fragility. Now, if you take a good look at the way we were at that time educating our children, and I know because I had a little boy and a little girl, and if we were standing in line in the supermarket and my son was 3 and was crying, all sorts of strangers without my asking would say to him, don't cry, boys, don't cry, be a man. All right? So you grow up and you be a man, and then you end up with a wife saying, what's the matter, Harry? You never tell me anything. So we wanted to write a song that said to little boys, it's okay to cry. Sometimes things happen that are unfair, and it's all right.
It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. It's all right to cry. It might make you feel better. Raindrop from your eyes, washing all the mad out of you. Raindrops from your eyes, it's gonna make you feel better. It's alright to feel things, though the feelings may be strange. Feelings are such real things, and they change and change and change. Sad and grumpy, down in the dumpy, snuggly, huggly, mean and ugly, sloppy, slappy, hoppy, happy, change and change and change.
The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas was Carol Hall's enormously successful debut on Broadway. She wrote the show with fellow Texans Peter Masterson and Larry L. King. It was King's Playboy article that inspired the project.
He said, a musical And I said, yes, Larry, we were thinking of doing a musical of your magazine article, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And he said, hell, I seen one once, just a bunch of tippy-toed tap dancers stomping all over the dialogue. That is a true quote. I, however, persuaded him that although it was a bunch of tippy-toed tap dancers stomping all over the dialogue, that maybe this would be a good idea, and that he would have to have nothing to do with it.
We're gonna walk and stop.
I feel that Gozi Mae is a more personal song in that score. Why is that? Is it just the quality?
Because
of the
music? The most Carol Hall song in the show. I know Carol Hall wrote all of them, but
yeah. Why is that?
Because it's a song about secrets, and I think that's really what I write about. In a musical about women who worked in a whorehouse, it was, in fact, I must credit Pete Masterson's idea that I take the one so-called respectable woman in the town and write a song for her. And he thought, and I agreed, that it would be very interesting to write about that woman's sexual fantasies, about the fact that she always wanted to send off to Fredericks of Hollywood, but couldn't. She just couldn't bring herself to do it. And to juxtapose that with all of the girls that worked in the whorehouse.
Frederick of Hollywood's got these clothes in a movie magazine. Send in money, take your pick, end up like a Playboy queen. I wanted to, I wanted to, but I never could. Went to a county fair, saw me a show, they had a girl up there. She wore a diamond stuck in her belt. Danced and threw around her hair. I wanted to, I wanted to, but I never could. Of having dreams ain't as simple as she seems.
More recently, Carol Hall has written a musical called To Whom It May Concern.
We call it a musical celebration, and what it is a play which takes place during the course of a church service. I could have easily picked a Seder, but Liz Suedos had already done that with Haggadah. I could have picked a wedding ceremony. I could have picked a baptism. I could have picked a number of rituals, any number of rituals. What intrigued me was what goes on inside a group of people's individual heads as they are all saying the same words. So that if the fly on the wall can only hear what they are saying, he's hearing them say it in unison. If he could peek inside each of their heads, there would be a completely different story going on, generally in juxtaposition with the ritual.
Who will dance with the blind dancing bear? Do you care to, madam, sir? Who will chance with the blind dancing bear? Do you dare to, madam, sir? He may look funny and awkward and wrong, plastered with honey and stumbling along, but his soul is singing free. I can't say the same for me. Can you? Who will move to his captive refrain? Do you think it decent, sir? Who will move if he cries out in pain? He's come here too recent, sir. Hold him as tight as you possibly can. You'll find he's almost as gentle as man, and his soul is singing free. I can't say the same for me, can you?
Michael O'Flaherty singing Who Will Dance with the Blind Dancing Bear. While most of the score for To Whom It May Concern is newly composed by Carol Hall, it includes some songs she wrote years ago.
One is called Jenny Rebecca, which was a song I wrote at the birth of two friends' first child. In the show, that is a moment when the character is absolutely overwhelmed by the beauty of this newborn child. And I have to think that what made that song last, as it were, since Jenny is now an old person of 21, mm-hmm. is that we always do feel a sense of awe when we see a child born.
Jenny Rebecca, 4 days old, how do you like the world so far? Jenny Rebecca, 4 days old, what a lucky, 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 lucky girl.
Carol Hall enjoys tailoring her songs for specific performers. She wrote Miracles for Louise Etikin to sing in To Whom It May Concern.
If my life could only last one summer morning, as the ocean turned from pink to green to blue, I would watch the mist and hear the seagulls warning, as the silver sunlight suddenly burst through. I'd say perfect, I'd say wonderful, I'd say I'll never ask a single other thing to see. I'd say amazing, the world is beautiful, and who needs miracles? This is enough for me. Just one summer morning, and I need miracles. If my life could only last while someone holds me, as he promises to stay until I sleep, I'd remember every word he ever told me. I would know there was no moment I could keep. Miracles!
You've been listening to the work of amazing writers Gretchen Cryer and Carol Hall. Sound mixing by David Rapkin, associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information and bonus materials, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.